Parshas Chayesara is known as the Parsha of Shidduchim. So quick riddle, how many times is Eliezer's name mentioned in Parshas Chayesara? Incredibly, the answer is zero. He's consistently referred to as Eved Avram, Avram's servant. Why is that? So the Beis Halevi says, this to teach us that a true Shatran works for the people, devoted to the Klal, and doesn't let his name get in the way. He doesn't let his ego impede the process. Every faithful and dedicated Shatran knows, it's not about me. Their sole mission is trying to match up the most suitable mate for the people involved. So who was the model Shatran? None other than Eliezer Eved Avram. As we know, Eliezer had an eligible daughter. She was in the Parsha, as they say. Rashi says, Eliezer actually approached Avram and expressed interest that his daughter should marry Yitzchak. But Avram told him, your family is not appropriate for me. B'ni Baruch, my son stems from Baruch, bless people. My family is part of Klal Yisrael, Vata Arur. You emanate from a source of Aru. Therefore, we are not suitable for each other. Usually, when one party is not interested in a shidduch, they will make up an excuse. Sorry, the boy is busy now. Or he's in the freezer. Or my son wants to live in Eretz Yisrael and learn forever. Avram didn't try to sugarcoat it. He was very direct, very blunt. The name in Shtimanish. I'm royalty and you are a slave. So that's a no from me. And despite that, Eliezer did not take it personally. He went out and executed this Shatranshaft faithfully, without bias. He was able to put aside his personal bias and be objective and impartial. It's because Eliezer was the consummate Shatran, a faithful and trusted servant of Avram. He took his name out of the equation. He had no self-identity. His only interest was to fulfill the mission he was tasked with. And that's why there's no mention of Eliezer's name in the Parsha. There's an interesting Gemara Masechtas Moed Katan. The Gemara says, this proof from the Torah, Mahashem Isha Le'ish, decree that the specific woman is destined to be married to a specific man is Min HaShemayim. It's from Hashem. So how do we know this? Because by the shidduch between Yitzchak and Rivka, as they were about to seal the deal, Lavan and Besuel, the father and the grandfather of Rivka, said, Mahashem Yatzah HaDavar. This shidduch is from Hashem. So we see shidduchim are orchestrated directly from above. But the obvious question is, are only shidduchim from Hashem? Everything is from Hashem. We do our shtadlis, but ultimately, results are from Hashem. So why does the Gemara say, Mahashem Isha Le'ish, and only shidduchim is from Hashem? So the Brisker Rav says something fascinating. It's true that everything is from Hashem, but everything else requires our shtadlis. However, shidduchim is strictly from Hashem. Our health, our panasa is from Hashem, but we still have to go to work every day. We must utilize our God-given skills and talents to try to earn a livelihood. Our success, that is dependent on Hashem. We have to eat healthy and exercise and go to the doctor. However, results are from Hashem. But Shidduchim, however, does not require any effort on our part. When it's the right time, when the right one comes along, Mahashem Isha Le'ish. It happens strictly from Hashem, without any human involvement. So if it's all from Hashem, why do we call a Shatran? So he says something amazing. We do our shtadlis just to calm our nerves. That's why we call a Shatran. But in reality, even that is not necessary. The Chazon Ish says something fascinating. Everything that happens in this world is from Hashem, but we don't realize it. We think it's nature. That is the way Hashem set up the world. We go to work and we earn a livelihood. We plant and it grows. We get married and we have a family. But in truth, it's all miracles of Hashem. It's cloaked and guised in a veil that we mistakenly perceive as nature. And we don't recognize Hashem's involvement. Yet this one specific instance, when the Yad Hashem manifests itself in the most revealed and the most conspicuous way. And that is when it comes to finding your shidduch. Then the Yad Hashem is clearly visible. When you think about how it came about that you met your spouse, you'll realize that it's so random that it can only be through a miraculous event. Mahashem Isha Le'ish. By shidduchim, it is clear to all that it was directly decreed and orchestrated by Hashem. With that, I'd like to share with you a fascinating story. The Rav Yishalayim, Rabbi Yitzchak Weiss, who passed away in 1989, was a world-renowned poysik. He once related an unbelievably inspiring story. When he was of age, a shidduch was suggested for him, but since the girl was a family that lived far away in a different country, his parents sent a messenger to that country to check out the girl and the family to determine whether the girl was an appropriate match for their son. So the messenger returned and he said, it's a good match. So they sent a telegram to the girl's family, Mazel Tov, we agreed to the shidduch. And Yitzchak was engaged from a distance. A few days before the wedding, the Weiss family traveled to the Kala's hometown for the wedding. When the Chassan's mother saw the Kala for the first time, she was horrified. She had some physical deformity. She said, "This girl is not a proper match for my son. This is a Mekach Taz. We were deceived." And she wanted to terminate the Shidduch. When the Chassan, this Yitzchak, found out about his mother's intentions, he told her, "I don't have the heart to do this to Bas Yisrael. Can you imagine her shame and humiliation if we break up the Shidduch right now before the wedding? I will go ahead with the wedding. And somehow I'll make it work." They got married. A year later, they had a son. They named him Beresh. 15 years passed and didn't have any more children. World War II broke out. Rabbi Yitzchak's wife was Rachman Aslan, killed in the war. After the war, Rabbi Yitzchak married twice more and didn't have any children from either wife. During his struggle with infertility, he once went to a doctor, and the doctor told him, "I examined your files. Medically, it's impossible for you to bear children. The child that you have must be through a miracle." And Dying Wise later said, "I'm certain that Hashem gave me this child as a reward for not embarrassing a Jewish girl." Incredible. How many things had to be put into place for him to be zoicha to a child? The Yad Hashem is clearly visible when it pertains to Shidduchim. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.